13,000 wonderful students in our community. If you're interested or know someone who is interested in joining Anderson School District 5's team as a custodian, bus driver, food service member, or school technology associate, you're invited to participate in their planned career fair, Monday, February the 18th at Westside High School on Pyramid Dairy Road. The career fair will be from 2 until 6 p.m., and each department will have representatives available to provide information, answer your questions, and assist while applying for employment while attending. Each hour of the event, they'll be giving away a $100 gift card. They look forward to seeing you all who are interested in joining the support team, the Anderson School District 5 Job Fair, February the 18th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Westside High School on Pyramid Dairy Road in Anderson.
Springtime is almost here, and it's the perfect time to get more at AutoZone. And getting more out of your car battery starts with Duralast. Duralast batteries are proven tough, so you can always count on a smooth startup. Give yourself peace of mind with Duralast. Proven tough and available only at AutoZone. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5. I just added another tweet to that, Ramona. I wrote, just to be clear, it's flat out stupid to suggest that Patterson graded above Haskins. Patterson's family wouldn't even believe that. I'm sorry. The more I think of it, it's just, honestly, I'm not interested in anything else you have to say, Pro Football Focus. I'm just not. I don't care what you have to say anymore. You know, because you can't. That can't be a result. Here are the numbers, Ramona. I looked it up during the break. Patterson completed 64.4% of his throws for 8 yards in attempt for 2,600 yards, 22 touchdown passes, and 7 interceptions. Okay. Haskins threw for 4,831 yards, like almost double, completed 70.0% of his throws, more yards per attempt at 9.1, and his touchdown to interception ratio was an insane 50-8. And you want to tell me that Patterson graded out above Haskins? I'm sorry. That's just stupid. It's just stupid. Go Blue.
Whoa, what's going on?
What's going on, Go Blue?
I've been listening to what that person said, you know what I'm saying, wrote that, whatever they wrote. I'm gonna try to see if I can shed a little light on this thing. I think what that person was trying to say, Walt, is that from all the quarterbacks that we had in the past, and then Shea come to Michigan, you know, except for the first game against Notre Dame, I think that person trying to say that Shea Patterson had a good football year. Now, as far as you know, the thing with the Ohio State quarterback.
Wait a minute. That's what you're trying to say. That's not what they said. They said, quote, both regarding Haskins and Patterson, they said both were spectacular this season, and then said...
They were spectacular in their own way and in their own for their own club. Because if you look at it, we haven't had no good quarterback with this with that kind of caliber since.
Go Blue! Are you trying to tell me that you think that Patterson had a better year than Haskins?
No. I'm not saying that. Check this out.
I'm trying to check it out.
Check me out. What I'm saying is Patterson coming to Michigan gave Michigan a better year in football because of the quarterback play.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that, but they are ranking him. They are grading him this year off this year's performance as having been better than Haskins. That's just stupid. I mean, if you want to tell me that Shea Patterson played better than the tomato cans who have played the position at Michigan recently, I'll buy that. That has nothing to do with what they're saying, though.
Yeah, I think that's what they were trying to say, but I think they just worded it wrong.
They grade every play all year. They're saying that Patterson graded out above Haskins.
If that was true, then we would have beat Ohio State at the end of the year, and we would have been in the playoffs
instead of losing by 50.
Exactly. That's why when I heard you talking about that, I said, no, wait a minute, that ain't even damn right myself. Yeah, and I'm a Michigan man. That's not right. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I think they got it all screwed up. That's what I think.
Oh yeah,
whatever kind of grade thing that they're doing. Yeah. I think they got that messed up, but you may agree with this, and you may not agree with this, but I think from a quarterback perspective, I think that Shea Patterson gave Michigan a good year far as quarterback, besides that Notre Dame game and the Ohio State game.
Yeah, no. Look, I this isn't that I dislike Shea Patterson. I thought he played fairly well, but I wouldn't use the word spectacular to define how he played.
Nobody else on earth would except these people. I wouldn't go that far to say that, because if he was spectacular, then we'd have won the national championship.
Right. But he was.
We wouldn't have lost no games. Period. We would have came out the gate and beat the brakes off of Notre Dame and Ohio State.
Exactly.
But, I don't know what them fools try to prove or what they talking about, Walt. Yep. They don't know nothing about no football.
Nope. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Go Blue. Appreciate it.
Take care now.
Yeah, I mean, and there's from a Michigan fan. I mean, again, Shea Patterson had a nice little year. That's what it was, a nice little year. Nobody would use the word spectacular. He threw for 2,600 yards. He completed 64% of his passes. He had 22 touchdown passes against 7 interceptions. He had a nice little season. Nobody in their right mind would say that both were spectacular this year and lump them together and then tell me that Patterson graded above Haskins. I just don't know what you're grading. Who's doing your grading? I'm sorry, is this a family activity? Are the kids in your families, are they the ones, do you have paid employees working for you? Paid employees who know something about football? Or is this like a family affair where like the nieces and nephews are doing the grading?
What, the Pro Football Focus place?
Yeah, in Crayon. Because in right Crayon? Now, yeah, because right now that's where I'm at with you. That's where I'm at with you. I mean, I just don't see how you can come out with that and then not only say it's okay, but decide, well, we'll put that up on Twitter. We'll put that up on Twitter. Somebody there, you know, has to have, you know, like exit 19. Somebody in the room had to say, oh, no, that's a really stupid idea. That can't be right. Let's revisit that before we post that. Right? Apparently not. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt. I'm doing great. Thanks. I'm starting to wonder if maybe some Michigan frat brothers on their mommy's computers may have come up with that. that's so bad that I wonder if Pro Football Focus doesn't come out and say their Twitter account got hacked. and somebody posted that. I mean, really? That's unbelievable.
I may steal that. I may actually write that to him next.
Yeah. I mean, that's about as good as excuse as you can come up with for that stuff out.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. That's too funny.
Clemson basketball.
I may steal that. Seriously. I'm asking your permission to steal
help
that.
Yourself.
Thank you.
Help yourself. It's your show, brother. Clemson basketball. You know, Walt, I'm starting to wonder about some of these people like Justin. If their dislike for Brad Brownell has been so intense for so long that they're actually starting to root against Clemson, hoping that they fail. You know, and I'm going to tell you, when they first hired Brad Brownell, I didn't like the hire. I didn't like it for the first, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years. But I think you can't emphasize enough when you say that Brad Brownell has kind of reinvented himself. And you certainly can't discount the success that he has had here lately. And if you're a fan of Clemson, I mean, you got to get on board. If Clemson was, you know, 500 or less, you know, I never can understand people who root against their team because they want the coach gone. But I honestly believe that's what's going on.
Oh, I think some of it is people. There are people who made these calls after the NC State game who are actually hoping that their position right now is they want to be right more than they want Clemson to win. There's definitely some of that. I mean, I think you may have heard it earlier in the show.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And like I said, there's a lot of people who just, they cannot get past the fact that they just don't like Brad Brownell. They didn't like the hire originally. And here, what, 9 or 10 seasons later, they still don't like him. And they really, in the back of their minds, want to see Clemson do bad because, you know, they think that Clemson's going to get a Mike Krzyzewski or, you know, somebody like that in here. And I got news for them. That just ain't going to happen. I think Brad Brownell is probably right now at this point in time the best coach for Clemson.
Yep.
I mean, I really do. I didn't think he was when they first hired him. I really didn't. But I'm open-minded enough and I support the team enough that, you know, now that he's winning, you know, I'm all behind him. And I really think that he has kind of reinvented himself. You said that multiple times, and I think he has.
Yeah, I think question. I think he deserves credit, and they're starting to play their best basketball of the year at just the right time. And I think that if this team gets in the tournament, as I feel extremely confident they're going to, I think there'd be a dangerous out because they'll have a lot of the ingredients that make up a good tournament team.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think they're starting to gel. They're starting to get, you know, contributions from some of the younger people, some of the transfers. They're starting to, you know, buy in. You've got the seniors. Reed, who, you know, he put out a tweet, like you said, the storm is coming, and I think he's ready to, you know, bring that storm, and I think the team is buying into it, and I really expect them to have, you know, some success and I think you're absolutely right when you say they could be a dangerous team in the tournament. One last thing. I was listening to Sports Hall Radio this weekend, and I heard Mike Krzyzewski talk about Zion Williams, and he made the comment that he doesn't seek the limelight, or and I'm paraphrasing here, something about he doesn't seek all the attention or, you know, all the limelight. And I'm thinking to myself, man, if he's not seeking it, why, when he has a breakaway, does he do a 360-degree dunk?
Yeah, that's more disingenuous nonsense out of that guy. And by the way, Robert, I'm glad you reminded me of that, because this is something, Ramona, I've been meaning to bring up probably for like a year, and I never remember to do it. And Robert just reminded me, so I'm going to take this second to address that. You know, Mike Krzyzewski has a radio show. I don't mean a coach's show. I mean a radio show.
A regular sports talk show?
Yeah, he has a sports talk show. Now, I don't know how that happens and how that works, but when you talk about competitive advantage in the world of recruiting, does it give a guy a competitive advantage that he has a radio show that is broadcast on satellite radio?
Well, it would make him more famous, wouldn't
it? Right, exactly. How is that allowed? You know, I keep meaning to bring that up, you know, and it's a sports talk show where it's Robert, what's the name of that show?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I did not hear that. I heard that on one of your guys' networks.
Oh, okay.
CBS.
Okay.
That was a little bit from one of the shows this weekend, but that's all I had. While you can continue on without me.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it. You know, but he does have a show. He talks about all different types of sports on it, but does any other basketball coach in the country that's active have a radio show? I'm not talking about the coaches' shows.
They all have those.
Right. They all have coaches' shows.
Right.
This guy has a radio talk show. Does anybody else have that? And how is that not considered a competitive advantage?
I don't know. I've never heard of that. It seemed like it would be. I mean,
yeah, it's like Krzyzewski on sports or something.
Yeah, he'd be more widespread.
Right.
All the kids have
exactly
heard of him.
Tiny, you'll be first up as soon as we get back. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks. Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a 3-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
At Spinx, we know it's hard to get going on cold winter mornings. You've got to brush your shoes, tie your teeth, get the dog to school, and kids to the vet. You know what we mean. And we'll help you get going a little easier this winter. Swing by your neighborhood Spinx for a cup of our specialty coffee blends and a real Southern fried chicken biscuit or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. They're bigger, fluffier, and made fresh all day. We call those hand warmers you can eat.
Spinx, making life easier.
Breakfast available at select locations.
Has your extra bedroom turned into a junk room? Is your garage packed and cluttered? Specializing in junk removal and cleanouts, Absolute Waste Management is there to help. They handle the tough stuff like lifting, loading, and dumping. All you have to do is make the call. They do the rest. Call or text 864-266-7131 for a free estimate today. Make the call, schedule an appointment, and say bye to the junk. It's that easy. 864-266-7131.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory. Offers within 5 business days. Price matches before applicable rebates.
Engineered Sleep is setting the bar high when it comes to President's Day. They're running a massive sale that begins on February 11th and goes until February 18th. You have one full week to take advantage of huge savings on Engineered Sleep's most popular mattresses, adjustable beds, and pillows. If it's time for you to get a new mattress, then mark your calendars and go support your local mattress manufacturer. Engineered Sleep Showroom and Factory, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville.
Better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Ben came in during the break. He's heard it. It's Basketball and Beyond. That's the name of the show.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, Basketball and Beyond. And we were talking about, you know, how some of his guests have been like LeBron James and Kobe Bryant. No, okay, so do not tell me that doesn't provide you a competitive advantage. When you have a guy like Krzyzewski who has a radio show, talk show, and he's having guests like LeBron James and Kobe Bryant, that provides him an enormous competitive advantage. Enormous. There's no way that should be allowed. I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, we always talk about recruiting and competitive advantage. How on earth is that not a competitive advantage? It's an enormous competitive advantage. But it's Krzyzewski, so nobody cares. That's why he coached international basketball, same reason. And by the way, I'm not saying he doesn't love his country. I'm sure he does on his own warped level. No, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does. But you can't let this guy have a satellite radio show in primetime hours and let him have guests like LeBron James and Kobe Bryant and not think that's an advantage. Honestly, the world's going insane. They're like two sets of rules. Let me get back to the Northland. Before I get to the Northland communication phone lines, and Tiny and Scotty and Seneca, I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about my friends at Earth Creations. You know, Ramona, I had an appointment to go see Earth Creations, right? I was going to find out about this product, Optinose. And I had some idea of the product before I went there. But this is up in Travelers Rest, right? And I'm expecting like a vitamin shop. That's what I was expecting. You know, like a vitamin shop or something. I got up to this place. You could like walk for days. It is an amazing, incredible, state-of-the-art facility. I toured it. I toured the manufacturing element, 40 years experience. I went in the lab. They make you put on a headdress and a mask to go in the lab. The lab is the cleanest thing I have ever seen in my life. First of all, the whole thing is white, which even promotes that clean element more. But the lab was like the size of Twin Peaks. The lab. I'm not talking about the establishment. The establishment is like a million football fields. The lab itself is enormous. And I spoke to the scientists and the doctors. It's unbelievable. And they have come up with a truly unique product. Many of you have heard of nitrous oxide supplements, but they have found a way to make it genetically more viable. And so your result, your layman's result is you build bigger muscles, stronger, leaner, fast. It's absolutely incredible. Optinos is taking over. Clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, improve your overall physique. Our bodies naturally use only 10 to 25% of the protein that we consume for muscle building. With Optinose's genetic engineering, that number becomes over 70% of the protein you consume will be used for muscle repair and development rather than just being used as fuel. That's the difference. That's the Optinose working on a genetic level so your body will utilize more carbs and fats for energy, stores protein directly into your muscle tissues. Optinose combines muscle building with increased endurance. This combination means you get back in shape faster. Clinical studies have proven it. Optinose lets you work out with more frequency, with much less soreness. You'll be able to run further, bike further, hit the gym harder, do it again tomorrow without a second thought. You increase your stamina, you gain lean muscle, you improve your overall physique faster, you look good, you feel good, you improve recovery. It's for men and women. It's all natural. It's proven safe. It's clinically tested a million times over. It allows your body to break down carbs and fats into energy. Trust me, it's Optinose. It is the hottest thing, and there's only one other company on earth who has developed, who is working with a product that is similar. This is not your nutrition store nitrous oxide supplement. This is genetically engineered. Trust me, you want to get bigger muscles, get stronger, get leaner, and do it immediately. This is Optinose. 30 days changes who you are. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. Upstatemuscle.com. Optinose. Never waste a workout. Nitric oxide booster and muscle builder. There's no other supplement in the market like it. You take three pills a day. You take them when you eat your main meal. It's that simple. Couldn't be any easier. By the way, as always, consult a physician before beginning any regimen. Call them. Go to their website, upstatemuscle.com. Order yours today. I promise you'll thank me later. To the phones, it's Tiny. Tiny, how are you?
Optinose. I've been sending that stuff out there to Denver. Because I got a recommendation. How do you recommend somebody for the NFL Combine?
You don't.
How do you get somebody on the list?
You don't.
Because let me tell you something. This story is a little stale because it came out last week, and I was going to talk about it Friday, but somebody took a day off. But look here. The dude is over 30 years old, and he is a runner. He's a jogger, so he's already in better shape than 90% of the people that I know. So, and he jogs in Denver, Colorado. And if you know anything about Denver, okay, this really thin air. That's where professional fighters go to train so they can build up. This dude takes out an 80-pound mountain lion.
Oh, I saw that story. You're talking about you're talking about the guy who killed the young mountain lion that attacked him.
Yeah,
with his bare
hands in a rock or something like that. Sign him up, man. Sign him up for the combine. I want him to run some trials here. Let's see if he's had some of that Optinose or something. Something's going down, baby. Yeah. Because, my grandmother had some feral cats get under her house one time and reproduce, and she enlisted me to go under that house with a pair of welding gloves and remove these feral cats. And these things probably didn't weigh 2 ounces a piece.
Yeah,
and let me tell you something. When they get a hold of you, I don't care what kind of gear you got on, you know that rascal's got you.
Yeah.
Okay? And here this dude is tangling with an 80-pound mountain lion.
That's good.
See if he's got any college eligibility. Dabo needs to call this guy.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because in mountain lions, when they go after you, they go after the head, neck, face. They go for the kill. And that's what they do. And generally, they leap on you from behind, which is what I imagine happened here. Now, I don't know whether the guy actually saw it first or not, but and it was, to be fair, it wasn't a full blown adult mountain lion because he probably would have been toast then. But nonetheless, as you say,
they'll grab your neighbor's cat and say how good you play.
Yeah, an 80 pound mountain lion is going to pose a problem. But I actually saw that story. I'm glad you reminded me of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would assume that the thing was starving and needed to pick on somebody. But I don't think it realized it was getting a hold of Dale Earnhardt and and Bruce Lee combined into one runner there in Denver.
That's a great point. That's a great story, Tiny. And so Cornbread's Corner is
there you go.
Now, by the way, Cornbread is convinced that you're like a game warden.
Absolutely not.
Cornbread called after your last call and said that he's decided you're a game warden, so he doesn't like you now.
Okay, well, I don't like him just because he called me a police.
Thank you, Tiny. I appreciate the call.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great
one. Glad we can clear that up. Cornbread, Tiny, not a game warden. So you're safe. But that happened, Ramona. A guy jogging in Denver was attacked by a young mountain lion. Now, again, an 80-pound mountain lion, I think mountain lions get up to like 200 pounds. So, you know, it was a young mountain lion. But he said, a young mountain lion is 80 pounds of killer.
Well, sure.
And as I said, you know, they normally, when they do attack people, you know, it's always, they attack from height and they basically leap onto your back and they go right for the neck and head. They go for the kill. And so that's another reason they're, you know, it's funny too. Every time a person gets attacked by like a mountain lion or a bear, you know, these people from the park that it happens, they always say the same things. Well, this has never happened before. You know, this is really rare. It's rare because the humans don't normally come in direct contact with those animals. It's like the nitwits who say, well, you know, you don't see shark attack numbers are really low. So sharks are really lovely creatures. Sure they are. Go swimming with them off the coast of Australia. Go swim with some great whites. We'll see how long you last. You know, it's because you don't put yourself in contact with where they are. But people
right,
act
you
like
get
like
out shark- there with them. They're going to go out.
Right. I mean, right. Great white sharks are not puppy dogs, you idiots. They're not pets. You go where you think Jaws is a myth. You go where the great white sharks are. You'll find out how long it's a myth. Go seek them out. Go seek them out, do-gooders. Go seek it out, know-it-alls. We'll find out how long you last. They're vicious killers. It's what they are. It's what they are. They're one of the finest predators on the face of the earth. They live to kill things. But you people act like they're puppy dogs and that, well, no humans ever, because when you're sitting in the sand at the edge of the water, you're not a prime target. But go out where they actually are and we'll see how long, you know, go with some chum out with out where they are.
Put some chum out there.
That's right. Paint some bloody fish on yourself and go out where they are. We'll see how long you last.
Yeah.
Go flop around in the water out where they are. We'll see how long you last.
Put your foot and then go out there.
Right. Yeah. Scotty and Seneca. Scotty, what's going on?
Well, what can I tell you? The Division II football league just started up over the weekend.
I'm going to get to that.
They got an eye in the sky, and they can report pass interference and helmet to helmet when it happens. But they can't do it for the Saints, you know.
Wait, Ramon, I'm sorry. What the hell's the date today? What's the date?
It's the 11th. I was going to ask him why he's still sad. Asked him what was wrong with him.
When will it be, Scotty? I mean, what will the date be that you actually give up this movement?
Well, we'll never get over it, Walt. That's why we drink. I mean,
that's why we drink.
We had one winning season in 35 years.
Yeah.
Now we got the oh.
Yeah.
The defensive coordinator, and we're hurting people. What?
Well, I mean, if it makes you feel any better, the Patriots are going to kill you anyway.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was impressed. I believe Scotty Parole had the special team coach for the Saints on.
Uh-huh.
And I, you know, I listened to you as you picked New England, and he actually had some of his staff. They were training for the Los Angeles game, and some of his staff were actually training for the Patriots because they knew the Patriots were going to beat. And they said the only team that beat the Patriots is the Saints because it said, what? We played a Lamb 5 out of 5. I believe we beat them 5. That was a special team coach for the Saints, though.
Okay, well, here's the problem. Well, wait. Here's the problem. The Rams outplayed you in your own building, so I'm not sure where that notion comes from to begin with. I'm not sure what game he watched. They had like 100 yards more than you. They're the only one who ran the ball at all, and they outplayed you, and Goff outplayed Breeze. I'm not sure where that notion comes from.
If the ref did his job, we won the game, Walt.
No. Stop, Scotty. There were like 4 bad calls in the game. The other 3 were against the Rams. I mean, we got to stop
not
that.
The last 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, okay, so only a bad call in the last 2 minutes counts? The prior one, the fact they blew the face mask call against Goff kept the Rams from scoring a touchdown earlier.
Well, the whole country, except you. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, did you hear Harbaugh? He was drinking a little bit. He said, I want a Brady statue right outside Michigan Stadium there.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
Well, and what chance do you think he's got of beating now that Georgia quarterback transferred to Ohio State?
I don't think much. I think we're pretty good on this show about predicting results before the year. I can tell you right now, I'll be picking Ohio State to go over whatever the total is in all likelihood because I believe in Ryan Day and I believe in Justin Fields. So I think that combination is there's not going to be any drop-off at Ohio State. Watch. It's going to be just like the Baker Mayfield to Kyler Murray situation at Oklahoma. The only drop-off will be you won't have Bosa. But again, Bosa skipped most of the year anyway.
And I was going to comment on your Kareem Hunt. That is depressing for Cleveland because I like Andy Reid. He may have never won the big game, but they gave that boy a second chance. And then the film footage came out, and what? The boy lied to him.
Yeah.
They didn't care. They didn't care money draft picks. They cut him.
Yeah.
That was a class stunt. Now, I don't like Cleveland going down that dirt road. That dirt road was always Oakland, and it's not even Oakland anymore.
Yeah. That's true.
Oakland didn't care. Oakland didn't care. He signed Carr, so what does that mean? Does he like Carr anymore or what?
Yep. Scotty, I got to run.
You want to make? All right, have a great one.
All right, Scotty. What do you think the date will be, Marana, when he stops whining about that?
I don't
call?
Know. When I answered the phone, I actually asked him if he was all right.
Yeah, he sounds depressed.
And he goes, well, you know, the Saints.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
was like, still?
Yeah, still, okay. Yeah. Quick break. Walt Tiptoe Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You can get in, actually, 654-7627.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
Hendrick Honda Easley is a short drive from where you are. Serving the upstate with great Honda incentives, Hendrick Honda Easley has great low interest rates, terms, purchase, and lease payments. Right now, get a 2018 Accord for $259 a month or a Honda Civic for $199 a month. We even have the Honda CR-V for as low as $249 a month. Not all will qualify, so see Hendrick Honda Easley for all the details. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Are you craving a juicy steak cooked just the way you want it? The Blue Heron in Clemson offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, house-made pizza, drinks, and desserts. Join them for happy hour 7 days a week at the downstairs bar, open until midnight. Catch the game on big screen TVs with your friends. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for full menu and more information. That's blueheronfood.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
If you're looking for a great passenger car tire or great all-terrain for your truck, look no farther than Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley. Yokohama Ascend GT and the Yokohama G-Lander AT G015, the Ascend GT carries a 65,000-mile limited tread life warranty with a smooth and quiet ride. The G-Lander AT G015 is perfect for the highway and off-road when it's required. Give Steve's Tire and Service a call at 859-1361 or online at stscnow.com.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat Package, the Be Mind Package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Mickey Pollard here for another great offer from Zero Res. Now through March the 3rd, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119. Mention my name and you'll get a hallway free. What a unique Valentine present. And if you didn't know, Zero Res also has air duct cleaning. If you're waking up stuffy or notice that you have dust more often, then why not call Zero Res for a free estimate? 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forward, it's the right way to clean.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I'm not going to lie. I'm impressed.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
The Highwayman, we'll never have that again, unfortunately. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want an incredible dinner. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher. How many people have an in-house butcher? Fresh baked yeast rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double fried chicken wings. Don't forget, as Dexter 940 wants you to remember, the chili cheese fries, which I still haven't tried, which he assures me are unbelievable, and that you have to get there just for that. Open every day, happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs. Carson's also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400. Couple things. Central 10, I'm coming to you in a minute. You know, I've got people laughing about the shark comments and quoting me as quote of the day, sharks aren't puppy dogs, you idiots. But they are. But that happens every time. You know, every time that somebody gets, you know, attacked by a shark, it's always, oh, this is really rare. It's rare, stupid, because they're not in the same space. When the humans go where the sharks are, it won't be rare at all. Go again. Go where the great white sharks are. There was a pool of them off the coast of South Carolina. You know, they had
really.
Oh yeah, they've been tagging them, and there were like I forget how many, five, six. But what they said was, you know, if they're five, they're probably 20. Go swim. go swim where those 20 great white sharks are and see if you're okay to tell about the next day.
No.
Because I'll be betting on the sharks. You out there flopping around like a seal.
Looking tasty.
Right. Looking all tasty. Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that deal. Lots to get to. You want to get in, 654-7627. Ted, I'm coming right to you. This thing. Did you see where Georgia signed the number one basketball player for the class of 2019? Anthony Edwards. And quite honestly, they thought that Crean and Georgia was going to get him, and they did. Georgia landed Anthony Edwards, the number one player in the class. And Edwards, when asked what his expectations were for next year, said to win the national championship. Now, I've watched the film on Anthony Edwards. He's an intriguing player. I mean, he's 6'5 at least. He's thick for a high school kid. He's strong. He's sensationally athletic. I mean, super explosive. Can do all sorts of things above the rim. Has a pretty nice jump shot as well. He's a shooting guard. And he's also a guy who plays with his head up offensively. So he's head manning the basketball, and he is looking for the open man. He talked about one of the things he wants to do is get his teammates involved. All those things are true. All those things are true. He's going to have to learn how to play defense because he plays none. I mean, honestly, he's another of these superstar high school players that doesn't yet understand the type of effort it's going to take on the defensive end. Doesn't mean he can't, because he has the athletic ability to be a great defensive player. It just means that he's going to have to commit and learn and be willing to be that guy. From a high school standpoint, he just gets by with his sensational talent. But this is the challenge that most star young players face, and why it's difficult to win national championships with freshman-based teams. But make no mistake about it, it's a coup for Georgia. Now, he's probably only going to be there 1 year. You know, it would have been a coup at least, you know, 30 years ago. But it's, at least in the short term, it's a coup for Georgia and for Tom Crean to have landed Anthony Edwards. There's no question about that. And as I said, he's a spectacular offensive talent. Spectacular in the things he can do. And he plays the game with almost an ease. He's not rushing anything, but he naturally will headman the ball. He'll naturally find the open guy. He attracts a lot of attention. He plays way above the rim when attacking the rim. I mean, way above the rim. And he has a jump shot. So offensively, you know, there's a ton to like. Ton to like about Anthony Edwards. Seminole Ted. Ted.
Hey, Walt, thanks for taking my call. So I can tell you, I know Tiny personally, and he's no game warden. He's far from a game warden. But anyway, I want to talk about the Florida State game that happened on Saturday. I thought it was a good, gritty win. They looked sloppy at times against Louisville, but they were able to force overtime. I thought it was definitely a good win. I thought Clemson had a good win as well Saturday. ACC is going to be tough in the tournament, I believe. I think with South Carolina winning their game, the more they win, the better that win looks for Clemson. So I think if Clemson at least goes 8-8, they're going to make the tournament. Yeah, how many teams do you think they get in from the ACC? And I'll take it off here.
Thank you, Ted. I think the number might be 9, but at the very least 8. And I think Clemson will be one of them. Florida State has all sorts of length and talent and should be an NCAA tournament team. If there's a team that may have overachieved a little, it's probably NC State to this point. But I think that, and that's, you know, despite the Virginia Tech debacle. But look, all you want to do is just keep taking care of business. And even though the schedule for Clemson gets a little tougher in these next two games at Miami, who I think is playing better basketball now. Again, I don't know how Miami lost that game against North Carolina. At North Carolina, they really had outplayed them. Well, I know how they lost. They lost because of the job that White did. I mean, White was sensational. I mean, absolutely sensational. He couldn't be stopped. But I want to get to that a little bit later, too, regarding that specific matchup and how the matchup that White drew, I think, will become a big factor in the Clemson-Miami game as well. We'll talk about that. You want to get in, you're welcome to. But the next thing I want to get to is two things. One, Kyler Murray announced today that he is playing football. And I am ecstatic about that announcement. Couldn't be happier. Because to me, Kyler Murray belongs playing football. Quarterback is the most important position in team sports. And I think that Kyler Murray senses that. You know, it's not about... Alex wrote me, and it was a thoughtful tweet earlier. Alex wrote about and asked me this question about Kyler Murray and the state of baseball. And I don't know if I can find it right now, but is this indicative? Basically, he was suggesting it's indicative of where Major League Baseball is, that a player could take less money to play football and run the risk and the associated dangers as opposed to taking a longer NFL career. Here it is. Alex wrote, MLB is in trouble. This kid is passing up baseball to go play in the sport with less money guaranteed, far greater risk of serious injury, and where the average pro career is much shorter. Why? Because football is more fun and exciting than Major League Baseball. And I wrote back, and I wrote, I think MLB is in trouble, Alex, but I think this is largely a quarterback issue, the most glamorous team sport position. I also think it's a personal passion issue. Baseball is not attracting black athletes any longer. That's certainly an issue. So I think there are a number of factors in it, but by and large, black athletes in America have other choices, and they're not choosing Major League Baseball. And when you can be a quarterback, which again is the most important position of any of the team sports, it's the most glamorous position of any of the team sports, I think it's certainly attractive to a young player who can do both. More attractive than it would be to go play baseball in Oakland and no one's ever going to hear from you again. Because let's be honest, that's what was going to happen. I mean, Major League Baseball was saying they thought that Kyler Murray could be a transcendent player, that they thought he could do for Major League Baseball what Tiger Woods did for golf. I think that's silly. I mean, first of all, we don't know that Kyler Murray's that type of baseball player to be able to do that. And quite
just because he's famous because he plays football doesn't mean he would bring a lot of attention to baseball.
Well, he's a good baseball player, but he might not see the major leagues for 3 years. You know, I mean, he's a good baseball player, a really good one. I'm not in no way am I disparaging his ability as a baseball player.
I'm not saying he's a bad baseball player, but there's a difference between a great football player and the attention they get compared to just a normal baseball player.
Right. Look, here's the thing. Even if he's a great baseball player, even if he's great, right? Even if he's, you know, Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, a Mike Trout great, no one's ever going to know he exists out in Oakland. We already have that. We have Mike Trout playing out in that state. And most American baseball fans couldn't pick him out of a police lineup. You never see him play. You would never see Kyler Murray play. Oh, you know, they'd probably run some games and you'd probably tune in just to see it. You know, and he'd go, you know, 1-for-4 with a single and you'd never tune in again. The whole world is going to be watching Kyler Murray play football. The whole world. And, you know, and the other thing is this. I just think the kid likes football more than baseball, and he sort of indicated that. But when Kyler Murray, first of all, Kyler Murray has made this whole process much more interesting now. The combine, the draft, it all got way more interesting when Kyler Murray decided to play football. The evaluations got more difficult. Okay, what are you going to do now, NFL? What are you going to do now, NFL scouts? And the thing is, he wasn't at the Senior Bowl. This is the other thing. Baker Mayfield was at the Senior Bowl. So by the time the Senior Bowl week wrapped up, everyone who was at the game or understands the game came away thinking that Mayfield outperformed everybody at the Senior Bowl. That he took all of the good things you thought about him and cemented them as opposed to the negatives. Kyler Murray wasn't at the Senior Bowl. There was no Senior Bowl week for Kyler Murray. So NFL teams do not have a feel for him right now, other than what they saw on film during the year. They didn't get a chance to meet with Kyler Murray for a week, spend time with him, see what makes him tick, see if he has those same intangibles that Baker Mayfield did in their minds. And so, you know, that's a part of this. So now the combine for Kyler Murray, the pro day for Kyler Murray, the draft is going to be just that much more interesting and that much more fascinating. And who's going to move for Kyler Murray, and what do teams think about Kyler Murray? How will they evaluate him? Some will love him. Some will basically discount him. Which is which? Does this change the thinking of, for example, the Miami Dolphins? The Miami Dolphins planned on tanking. They planned on not drafting a quarterback this year. Does the introduction of Kyler Murray into the draft change that? It may. I think if they're smart, it would. Let me tell you, and we'll see how smart they are. I mean, that remains to be determined. There's not much evidence about Miami Dolphin intelligence. In fact, I hear that Dolphins want to unionize and because they don't like their name being dragged through the mud by Miami.
I missed that.
Let me tell you about my friends at George Coleman Ford. For 90 years, they've been doing it the right way. Listen to this guy, Ramon. This guy wrote a testimonial. He wrote, "I was not dragged through unnecessary and time-wasting procedures to try and entrap me into making a decision out of frustration. They asked what I wanted, what were my needs, and then proceeded to take me down that path. Not some rabbit hole of unwanted services and expensive add-ons. It was a great experience." You can tell that this guy has had a lot of negative experiences at car dealerships. People trying to force him in one direction, pseudo choice, trying to get him to buy things he didn't want, not listening to him. That's what this review is all about. It's one of the most fascinating reviews I've ever seen. It's the George Coleman Ford way. Go experience it for yourself. George Coleman Ford, Travelers West, where vehicles really do cost less.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a four-piece chicken supreme snack or a two-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's a four-piece supreme snack or a two-piece dinner, just $3.99 each for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
The long-awaited 2019 Honda Passport is now at Hendrick Honda Easley. Just a short drive from wherever you are, Hendrick Honda Easley has the Passport in stock and ready for delivery. All redesigned with Honda Sensing Standard. Available in four trims, including all-wheel drive with four drive modes, LED headlights, with tons of options and accessories. Hendrick Honda Easley is your Honda Passport to adventure. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat package, the Be Mind package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart package. or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Ready to fall in love with low prices for Valentine's Day? Time for a Target run. Everything you need for your sweetheart is ready to go. Swing in and pick up fresh flowers, the perfect card, and all their favorite sweets and candy with low prices today and every day. Get in, out, and on your way to winning their hearts this Valentine's Day. Target run and done.
Gold's Gym is where my community is. My friends, my coaches, my support system. Everyone's working to better ourselves. We may have different fitness goals, but we're all here reaching them together. Find your community at Gold's Gym today.
Join Gold's Gym with zero enrollment and no contract. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Visit goldsgym.com/February to learn more. Offer ends February 17th.
Your Pie of Clemson invites you to celebrate Valentine's Day. Take advantage of the couple special. Your choice of two entrees and beer or wine or a combo for only $20. Enjoy fresh, handcrafted pizza or delicious panini, or cozy up to Your Pie's new tasty hot pasta selections like cheesy Alfredo and meatball marinara, and dive into their fresh signature Greek, Caesar, and Caprese salads. Enjoy the Valentine's Day special at Your Pie.